Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
So the devil waits until a point where Jesus is really empty and he feels that maybe he is not the Son of God. Maybe God doesn't care that much for him. And the Bible says that the tempter came to him and then he tempted him when he was hungry. When he knew that I have to get something to fill my emptiness. This was a time that Jesus Christ felt that the 40 days and the 40 nights is over. It is time for me to have my emptiness filled. It is time for me to have the normal things of life. It is time for me to have the food that I've deprived myself of for a long time. I want to ask you, that what do you do when you are hungry and you are empty? What do you do when you are not satisfied with the normal things of life? What do you do? I want us to understand that God does not want us to live our lives under any pressure. The devil said, if you are the Son of God, then command that these stones shall be made bread. Because he knew that Jesus had come to a point where he is likely to doubt the fact that God has any plan for him. Or God regards him as his son due to the suffering and the deprivation that he has gone through. Don't live under the pressure to prove what you already are. The devil was telling Jesus that if you are the Son of God, he was already the Son of God, but he was putting him under pressure to prove that he was the Son of God. And that is how the devil tempts us. We do not have to yield to any pressure to prove anything in our lives. When Eve was hungry and empty, she forgot who she was. When you are hungry and empty, don't forget who you are. When the normal things of life have been deprived you, don't forget who you are. When you desire it and God does not do it the way that he did it miraculously for somebody and the person shared a testimony, don't forget who you are. Because you are still the Son of God in whom he is well pleased. But it is a critical battle that you need to pass in your life. It is a battle that is carrying the 30 marks. It is a battle that you have to focus upon and make sure that you pass it with the right attitude. Because that is what is going to determine your destiny. It is a destiny altering battle. This thing that Jesus went through was a kind of battle that was going to determine for his life how he was going to either have the upper hand or he was going to be under. It was such a critical battle for Jesus. But I want us to behave not like Eve was when she was hungry. And the tempter came to Eve and said, has God said, you shall not eat anything? And the tempter told Eve that if you eat it, you will be like God. She was already like God. Because she was made in the image of God. But sometimes when we are empty and we are not satisfied, we forget who we are. Jesus never forgot who he was. If you are the Son of God, I believe he said to himself, I am the Son of God. Although I was led by the Holy Spirit into this difficulty, I am the Son of God. Although he slays me, I am the Son of God. Although he did not provide for me like Israel in their 40 days in the wilderness, I am the Son of God. Although no ravens came to feed me on daily basis, I am the Son of God. And I do not need to prove it. No matter life circumstances, remember what you already are. Remember that you are already blessed. Remember that you are already favored. Remember that you are already healed. Remember that you are already holy. Remember that you are already anointed. Remember that you are already gifted. Remember that you are already rich. Remember that you are already more than a conqueror. Remember that you are already loved. Hallelujah. Remember that all things are yours. When the pressures of life comes, when your critical battle comes, when the evil day comes, are you going to stand like Jesus? Or you are going to fall like Eve? Don't put yourself under any pressure to prove by yourself, anything to men and to the devil. Jesus Christ could have commanded the stones to become bread. But if he had done that, it was going to determine how he was going to fare in other battles with the devil. And after these temptations, the Bible says that the devil left him for a season. He came again, but Jesus overcame because he passed the critical battle of life. Hallelujah. Many times the critical battles of life comes at a point where you are just about to start. I mean, God starts for your life, not your start, but God starts for you. In this life, Jesus was on earth, subject to his parents and all that. But when he was 30 years old, it was God's start for him. And God had to pass him through a critical, difficult battle to test his obedience unto God, whether he will obey him or he will not. So Jesus could have turned the stones into bread and solved his emptiness problems instantly, change his abnormal situation instantly. But Jesus didn't do that. You ask me, Pastor, why is it a temptation to Jesus? Because Jesus Christ was hungry. He was empty of the normal things of life. What was wrong with what Satan told Jesus to do, to turn the stones into bread? Two things wrong with it. And that is how I'm going to end with you. The first thing that was wrong with it was that stones are not ingredients for bread. That's number one. And then number two, making bread is a process, is not a command. So Jesus Christ found two things wrong with the instruction of the devil. The devil was telling him, use the wrong ingredients to make food. And it would have turned into food, but it would have been made of the wrong ingredient. And if you prepare bread, I'm sure that they will tell you that if you use the wrong ingredient, you will soon get the bread to be moldy. It will no more be bread. In fact, it will be there just for bread. It looks like bread, but within a short time, because it doesn't have the components that bread must chemically have, it's going to turn. And it's no more going to be bread. And the devil wanted Jesus Christ to do that. And that is the way that the tempter is going to tempt us also. He is going to cause us to use things which we should not use in building up our lives. I want you to note that there are some strategies we have to consider in feeling the emptiness of our lives. And these were strategies that I believe that we can infer from the temptation of the Lord Jesus. There are some severe ingredients that should not be in your bread. They are not supposed to be used for food. We must beware of the ingredients that we use for solving our problems and our emptiness in our critical battle. Number one, don't solve your problems and fill your emptiness using tithe. Don't use God's tithe to prosper. Don't ever use it. Prosperity is not real prosperity. It's not gotten by using an ingredient called a tithe to build a house. Don't use God's tithe. Save it to buy a car. You may get the car, but remember the ingredient that you use was not the ingredient which was right. Never use God's things for your own things. Never do that. Because if you do it, men may see that you are doing well. But I tell you, because the ingredient was wrong, the thing is going to turn into something else within a very short time. Hallelujah. So don't use God's tithe for your own things. Tithing is a very important part of the life of the believer. Tithing actually is a long-term investment in the kingdom of God. There are certain people who attempted to use the tithe of God to pay their children's school fees, to use it to buy clothing, and to use it as ingredients to make them have the normal things of life. But I want us to understand that these things are not supposed to be used this way. They are going to turn moldy. When they do not see their tithe yielding, what they do is that they use their tithe for those other things that they should not use it for. But it is wrong for you to do that. I said it is wrong for you to do that. Because it will find you out. It will surely find you out. In the end, you will realize that you were not wise. And that is how the tempter is tempting some of us. In our wilderness, in our critical battles, he is tempting us to turn, use some wrong ingredients to have the normal things of life. It should not be the case. Tithing is a long-term thing. In fact, the first time God talked about tithing is in the book of Genesis. In fact, directly when Abraham paid tithe. And the Bible says that in the book of Hebrews chapter 7 or so, that when Abraham was paying tithe to Melchizedek, in fact, his grandson, who was Levi, was paying the tithe. In other words, anytime you pay tithe, you bless four generations ahead. Tithe is not something that maybe if you pay it and you are not seeing it, you are still in your wilderness, it means that God has deserted you. No. It is a long-term investment. It is a blessing that you put down for your children and your children's children. Four generations, including yourself. You are the first generation, Abraham, and then Isaac and Jacob and Levi, the son of Jacob. Anytime you tithe, you are blessing your grandchildren. Anytime you tithe, you are securing your future. What is important is your end. Not how you must have the normal things of life suddenly right now. Because if you go in that pace, you are going to amass holy things to enrich yourself. And at your end, you are going to look like a fool because it will find you out. Is the wrong ingredient to prosper with. Is the wrong ingredient to pay school fees with. Of course, it's a temptation. that we go through. The second thing you need to, ingredients you do not have to use in fulfilling your emptiness is taking advantage of people. Don't take advantage of people. We are living in a survival of the fittest world. Survival of the fittest. Nobody is waiting for anybody. That's the language. They say, hey, the world is not waiting for you. Hey, you have to fend for yourself. Hey, you have to make it yourself. Nobody has any sympathy on anybody.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So make sure that in your bid to have the normal things of life, you do not take advantage of people, especially the poor. Don't take advantage of poor people because he has no alternative. You cheat the poor person. If you do that, you may prosper with it, but I tell you, you are using the wrong ingredient to have the normal things of life. Jesus says that, no, I will not use the stone to get bread. I will go the hard way. I will go through the process of making bread, and I will get the bread all the same. And that is what I'm telling us in the midst of a fast-paced world, in the midst of a survival of the fittest world. Everybody's cheating everybody. The believer must not do that. So don't take advantage. There are certain people actually who buy things on credit and refuse to pay. And then they plunge their money perhaps into their business, or they just defer the payment. Look, in the book of Leviticus, the Bible says that read Leviticus 19 verse 13b. The Bible says that if you have it there, don't keep it overnight. Don't defer it because the person is poor. There are people, you see the person hawking, he's carrying granite, and you know that the granite is not worth anything. In fact, you can buy the whole thing and tell the person to go home, but you buy some and you say, oh, today, oh, so papa, and sometimes, you see, you just take advantage of the poor. You cannot do that. You have the normal things of life. Now you can do that and get the normal things of life, but be sure it's a wrong ingredient you are using. The tempter is tempting you to use a wrong ingredient. When you go and borrow on credit, pay at the time you said you will pay. Pay it. Don't take advantage of it because he has no voice. Because he cannot take you to the police station and he cannot take you to the law courts. Because the Lord is the avenger of all those people that you take advantage of in order for you to have the normal things of life and to look good before people in your wilderness. Don't take advantage of the fatherless. I want to advise us all, because these are critical battles, but we don't recognize critical battles when they come. And we don't understand why our life is not going well. It is because we do not consider in dealing with the fatherless that God is your father. You cannot employ the fatherless. You cannot employ the orphan and pay him a pittance just because of his ignorance. Don't take advantage of the ignorant. Play their ignorance to your advantage for your things to boom. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such people. When they cry out to God, the Lord is coming after you. I said, when they cry out to God, the Lord is coming after you. When you see somebody whose father is dead, have a certain heart towards him, because God is watching you, how you are building your life with the correct strategy, with the correct ingredient. So don't let the survival of the fittest attitude make you go into things that you should not go into, taking advantage of strangers. It is the wrong thing to do. The next point is that don't ignore God's word. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. Many times we are tempted in our lives to build things ignoring the word of God. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24. Jesus says that therefore whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. Please note it. He hears the saying, the word of God, and then he does it. I will liken him to a wise man who built his house upon a rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock, upon the word of God. Look at the flip side, verse 26. And everyone that heareth this saying, the word of God, and you throw it away, you do not do the word of God, shall be likened unto a foolish man who builds his house upon the sand. And the rains came, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Says that you don't ignore the word of the Lord in building anything in your life. Make sure that the business you are building, make sure that the family you are building, make sure that whatever you are building, your academic life, your career is founded on the word of God. You cannot put the word of God aside, not obey the word of God, and have a lasting house, and have a lasting career. It says, by all means, the rain will come and the floods will come. And if it is not built by taking advantage of the word of God, it is going to fall. And you are going to lose the normal things of life. But I believe that God is concerned about the way we are going to end our lives. Hallelujah. So don't ignore God's word. Next point, don't ignore godly counsel. Don't ignore godly counsel. It is easy for you to ignore a godly counsel. The Bible says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact shall be established. If you want something to be established in your life, unmovable in your life, unshakable in your life, everlasting, lasting forever until the end, if you want the normal things of your life to be like that, it says that let somebody speak into your life. Because it takes a minimum of two people for every promise of God to be established. Hallelujah. Don't ignore it. Because we are living in a world where respect is something that people throw through the window. Respect for people. Young people do not care about elderly people who can give them godly counsel. Go out on their own, trying to build their lives, trying to have the normal things of life. They don't recognize that in this life, I need a father figure. I need somebody who can speak something into my life so that I will not boast and say that I did it alone. I will say it's the grace of God because somebody also contributed into my life. Don't be a secretive person and just disregard everybody. The people who have gone ahead of you, out of their mouth of the prophets, shall you prosper. It shall be well with you. When you listen to godly counsel. The next point. Don't ignore the Rhema word of God. Don't ignore in filling yourself with the normal things of life. Don't ignore the Rhema word of God. By the Rhema word of God, I'm talking about you in your life. In this time of pressure, having fellowship with God and letting God speak to you. Jesus said, a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth. And the word is proceeded. It is a present continuous thing. It didn't say proceeded. It says it proceeded or is proceeding. In other words, still God wants to speak to your life. Still God wants you to get to Him. Don't build it a wrong strategy to start your ministry, to start your life, to start anything by ignoring the counsel of God. Let God speak about your career. Let Him speak about your business. He wants to speak about your marriage. He wants to speak about practically everything in your life. If only you will tune yourself to Him, you will hear His wavelength speak about your business so that you know that it's not by bread alone. It is by the word of God also that I should build my life. Finally, the other ingredient that you must make sure is in your life as you face your critical battles is processes. Don't ignore patience. Ignoring patience or time is a wrong ingredient. Everybody is in a hurry in the world now. In fact, what the devil was telling Jesus Christ was that you don't need to go through the process of making bread. Just command it. Shorten it. You don't need to go through the meal. Just short one. Just command it to become bread. Although you don't have the ingredient, just use anything. I mean, fair or foul, use anything and get your stomach filled and get the normal things of life. So Jesus Christ tells the devil that no, I am going through the process. Bible says in the book of James that if any man is tempted, or if you go through trials, count it all joy when you go through it. Count it all joy. Because the trials is working, the temptation is working, patience. And He says that let patience have her perfect work. In other words, allow patience to work in your life. Let patience work in your life. Let your life be filled with patience. Young people, let your life be filled with patience. You do not get rich overnight. You do not get a house overnight. Don't use the wrong ingredient. Destroy your marriage. Destroy things. Destroy your image. Destroy everything. Just because you also want to get those things. The normal things of life. The way you are ending is important. Let's go to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8. As we close. Deuteronomy chapter 8. And then verse 1. I want to give you some assurances from the place as you prepare yourself for your critical matches. Deuteronomy chapter 8 verse 1 says, all the commandments which I command you this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers. And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or no. And He humbled you and suffered you to be hungry and to be empty, and fed you with manna, Jesus was not fed, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord does man live. Thy raiment was not old upon you, neither did your foes swell these 40 years. Thou shalt also consider in your heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the the commandment of the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, to have the right attitude, and to use the right ingredient and the right processes, and to fear him. For the Lord your God bringeth you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring of out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranate, a land of oil, olive, and honey, a land wherein thou mayest eat bread without scarcity, thou will not lack anything in it, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass. Hallelujah. This is the land God is bringing you to. This is the reason for the critical battles of life. He proves us so that he will know whether we will obey him or not in our wilderness time, because he wants to bless and flood our lives in our latter end. The Bible says, what the way you end your life is more important than the way that you start your life and the middle part of your life, the end. Will your bread be moldy? Will it change? Or will it be there forever that you lack nothing? Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.